Hey, what up? This is Aaron Sands, and this is King Talk. Let's get smarter. The following songs being played on this podcast, we do not own the rights to.
Look, once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. I said my face bomb, ass tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jewelry on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night, hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I know that's right.
Not the Bentley band, take a man, working back, party back, and know you bitches fuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuff. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuff. If it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's stuff. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuff. Huh? I can make the party hot. I can make your body rock. Bitches say they fucking with me. Chances are they probably not. If I had a dick, you probably lick it like a lollipop. Hoes speaking Japanese, hit 'em with karate chops. I'm forever popping shit. Pulling up and dropping shit. Gotta argue with him, cause a nigga love a toxic bitch. Niggas out here playing, gotta make him understand. If ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my gram. Set my face bomb, ass tight, rack stack up, shack height. Jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I know that's right.
No face, no case.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, from Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast that you are now listening to. King Talk with Mr. Aaron Sand, the bro. Cheer!
Yeah, that's how you start a podcast right there. What up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Aaron Sands, and this is another episode of King Talk with Aaron Sands. Hope y'all weeks has been well. Hope your days been well. And I hope y'all been grinding out here in these streets. And today, we got a lot that we're going to get into. You already know what today is. It's our nation's day of love, Valentine's Day. And honestly, there's a lot that we're going to get into regarding Valentine's Day. You already know the vibes. I got my special guest on for this episode. None other than my bae, my lady, Bianca. She's going to be on tonight, you know, for the podcast. We're going to definitely have a long discussion, not only about how we, you know, is building our, how we built our relationship to be where it is today, but we also talking about other relationship things that's going on out here in this out here today, you know. But before all of that, before we get into the lovey-dovey, you know, Valentine's Day mushy vibes, there's a lot of things, honestly, that I could have sat there and talked about in this first section. Usually I do a King Talk news session and we talk about a lot of the things that's going on in our society, in our culture. Over the course of the week, you know, I've been kind of going back and forth around different topics, you know, and I'm thinking like, all right, yeah, we could talk about Gorilla Glue Girl. Yeah, we could talk about Janet Jackson's Control album going number one for the first time again in 35 years. We could talk about a whole bunch of shit. We could talk about indoor dining opening back up this weekend in the city. We could talk about that. Honestly, this King Talk, my podcast, I don't really feel like talking about all that shit this time. What I want to get into is this dude, man. And actually, I want to get into a bigger topic, not just with this dude that we've been kind of going back and forth with as a team, as a Premier team, but just us as a whole. So if you follow the Premier Boys podcast, or, you know, the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle podcast is streaming on almost all platforms, you'll notice that there are a few episodes that is missing within our lineup. You know, you might miss a Stack News episode. You might be not seeing a Royal Rumble episode that we just did with, you know, that I just did on the Mr. Gentleman podcast, Lifestyle podcast, along with Tribal Chief Miley Mao. You know, those episodes are gone, you know, and it comes to find out there's a dude by the name, and I might be getting this right or wrong. My executive producer will probably let me know if I am or not. Salil Gulati. Usually I don't name names here, but that dude has been making dick moves as of late, because he's been the one shutting down, trying to shut down our shit and going to Spotify and taking, you know, successfully, I will say, taking down our episodes. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's fucked up. Now, granted, I understand, you know, that you can't, you know, do certain things with, you know, songs and everything like that, as you hear our songs on all our podcasts. You know, we try to, you know, add some music in there, try to, you know, liven up the podcast, as most podcasts do. But for a dude to come out of nowhere, you know, and say he worked for Universal Music Group, you know, and try to be like, oh, they're doing some wild shit with these songs, take these episodes down. You know what I'm saying? First of all, for you to say you're a Universal Music Group and for your own job not to even follow you back is absurd to me, number one. You know what I'm saying? You don't even got as much followers like that off top as is. You know what I'm saying? Nor we don't see shit that has anything to do with your work. You know, for one, I'm sorry. If I worked at a Universal or at a Sony or, you know, at a Capitol, you know, things like that, a Capitol Records, anything like that, you'll see all my shit on the ground. I'll be sitting hard body. And for you, just be sitting there putting up paper airplanes and you eating fucking tacos, it's fucking trash to me, bro. You know? Because now, when I'm seeing this and I'm doing my research, I'm like, yo, you just kind of look like a fat fuck who eat tacos and want to complain about people's content. You know? And for that, sir, you can suck a bag of baby dicks. You know? Straight up and down. We gonna still run our podcast the way we run our podcast and the way we run this whole situation here. You know what I'm saying? Which is why you see at the tippy top of this podcast, first and foremost, we don't own the rights to any of the songs we play here. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, we let that be known now, because that way we could avoid having to sit here and go back and forth with dickheads like you. So you, sir, can suck a fat one. Whew. Now that we got that off our chest, let's get into some funny shit. So on Facebook, you probably already seen, you know, a lot of these on Facebook, IG, TikTok. I know I see my fair share. The silhouette challenge. Got these ladies out here looking like a little regular degular, and then they put that red line on and they show the fuck out. Preferably the Doja Cat streets, and put your head on my shoulder. I bet you I ain't taking down their silhouette challenges because of that shit. They don't own the rights to Doja Cat streets, but all right, whatever. Let me get off that. So then, you know, you got the ladies out here, and apparently dudes getting into this too. By the way, a fucking yo, nobody trying to see that shit, you feel me? But for the ladies, they out here trying to get it in and everything like that, trying to show they sexy, you know. I'm a fan, you know, looks pretty dope. However, some dudes that watch this shit, from what I've been noticing, especially on my Facebook, on my social media, they've been getting a little creative, quote unquote, and they've been kind of like stealing the content and then editing the content so you could take away the red filter, and then you just see, you know, see all the goods. You know what I'm saying? You can see all the assets. You know what I'm saying? Ron, do you think that's right? No. I want to be the first one to say this, because for me personally, I ain't trying, one, morally is fucked up. Two, I ain't trying to get no backlash, because the shit I seen on my social media regarding this situation is crazy. You got people getting called predators, you know, sycophants. They, one person I saw said they hope they boil in fucking fish grease and die, which is crazy as hell. I'm like, bro, that's a little, you know, a little much here, but all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Here's my qualm with this shit, right? People got to understand in this era, you know, in this era of social media, they always say, once you put the shit out on social media, no matter what it is, whether it's a silhouette challenge, a pic, or even a podcast, it is now public domain. You know what I'm saying? People can take and do and slice it however and whichever way they want, unless you explicitly say not to. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people doing these silhouette challenges are not saying that. You know what I'm saying? Which then makes the turn for people to be like, oh, word, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Let's take this innocent girl's silhouette challenge, edit it, spice it up so we can see some titties. You know what I'm saying? We can see some ass. Even though you can see that on the gram anyway, but come on. Like, we gotta be more mindful, I will say. We gotta be more mindful of what we putting up out here, because you already know how people are moving. You already know how people were moving on this internet from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we seen whatever black sitcom you ever watched, that, you know, the internet could be a really crazy place. Me personally, I remember an episode of Smart Guy where, you know, TJ was buying online games from this dude who turned out to be a child molester. You know what I'm saying? And that right there told me, yo, this internet shit could be scary as fuck. And at the time, when I was watching that episode, I was playing Yahoo Pool. You know what I'm saying? Last Row Player Alive. Four underscores, five words. Long ass name ever. But I was busting ass in pool. And you would play, you know, people in pool from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Sometimes I came across, you know, some little baddies or whatever like that. Bagged them, put them on my aim. You know what I'm saying? Other times you come across some racists that every time I won, they called me a nigga. Hard R. You know what I'm saying? So, from then, I knew, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this internet shit could get pretty crazy. You know what I'm saying? Why am I bringing this up? Because if you fast forward 20 years later, right now, you got all types of apps, Adobe Photoshop, Lightroom, all of these editing type situations. You can mirror somebody's screen to see exactly what they're looking at while you're looking at it from another fucking country, bro. You know what I'm saying? So when you have all of this going on and people are in an uproar about the silhouette challenge and how you can edit the situation, dude, I'm a photographer. You know what I'm saying? I could easily sit there and edit certain things to see shit. Once again, am I saying that's right? Nah, not at all. Shit is trash. People should be getting, like, you know, there should be some type of laws behind it. But at the same time, we gotta be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Because if an average Joe could sit there and do some shit like that, and honestly, it doesn't take that much Photoshop work. All you gotta do is consider a hue and saturation. It's all you really gotta do to change the red filter. I only know that because I edit pictures. I keep telling y'all, I'm a photographer, shout out to Shot by Sands. You can check out, you know, for all your event photography. You know, hit me up on that on the IG. Hit me up in the DM for that. #slain shameless plug. But we have to be more mindful of what we put forward. You know what I'm saying? While we're out here, it's fun to do a silhouette challenge. It's fun to be on some tea shit. I get it. But let's, as a people, let's be mindful. You know what I'm saying? If anybody, you know what I'm saying? And I know when I say let's be mindful, I know I'm going to have a few people on my comment section talking about, oh, well, Ron, you know, we should be able to put whatever we want. You sound crazy, da, da, da. Bro, I'm here for all the smoke. I got time on my hands. This is a 3-day weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the second day of the 3-day weekend. I got time. So y'all, we on that type of time. Let's hit it. So it is what it is. Now that we got that off, one more thing. As you know, today is Valentine's Day, our nation's day of love, you know. And I know a lot of couples right now, you know, we getting in, you know, they getting into their little situation. Y'all getting into that little comfy cuddle up, booed up situation, you know. Before I started today's podcast, I was just on some booed up shit myself, you know what I'm saying? I love it. But it's going to be on a little bit. We going to talk, I'll talk, you know what I'm saying? But I also see over the course of the week, a lot of single people be salty. A lot of single people, bro. And it wasn't even like a little bit like how it was last year. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it's a lot. Like, you'll see a post. Like, every 2 or 3 posts is somebody single just mad. Or even not mad, but just like, oh, well, Valentine's Day, I'm just going to go drink. Valentine's Day, we just going to do that. I'm just going to turn up. Fuck Valentine's Day. Da, da, da. Bro, listen. If you had taken that much time into bashing Valentine's Day, into actually finding somebody to at least spend the day with, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's worthwhile, maybe we wouldn't be so bitter, bro. I'm sorry. There's a lot of shit going on out here in this world, you know what I'm saying? For us to be bitter about a fucking Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? We still got to deal with, you know, a lot of the shit that we're going through. People are still aren't working, you know. People are still on unemployment from the pandemic. People are losing family members to the pandemic. And your ass over here feeling peeved that your single ass is single on Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? First of all, you were single months before that. You know what I'm saying? Or weeks or months before that. You know what I'm saying? Don't start getting, like, you know, riled up and everything because you know, you single on this day. Because guess what? February 15th is going to come through tomorrow. February 16th is after that. February 17th is after that. And all those days got one thing in common. Yo ass still single. You know what I'm saying? So pick your chin up. You be alright. And for those who's in love and, you know, who's booed up and coupled up right now, I salute y'all. That's where I'm about to be. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Sometimes you just got to deal with that. And that's my rant, really. That's really it. No, it was just a lot of things that was really, you know, fucking with your boy this week. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly, I kind of had a whole King Talk news situation going on to give you guys. But it was just way too, between this dickhead trying to take our shit down. You know what I'm saying? And I do mean that with every sense of the word. You know what I'm saying? Between that, sour people being sour on Valentine's Day, even though you're gonna be single on the 15th still, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the whole silhouette challenge shit, it was just a lot that was like, you know what, that made me believe, like, all right, you know what, we could put King Talk news on hold today. We gonna let this shit off, you know what I'm saying? I should probably do a section just for this shit. So, you know, we'll see. It's the second episode. We'll play it by ear. Coming up next, you already know what it is. I definitely got the most beautiful woman joining me on my podcast. First female guest, none other than my bae, Bianca. She's coming up next on King Talk with Aaron Sands. But before we get into all that, let's get into some comment real quick, because we still gonna play these songs regardless. So let's get into some Come Close real quick. We'll be right back. Hey, what up? It's your boy Aaron Sands, and I know you're enjoying this episode of King Talk right now, but I want to dive in a little bit and talk about the Premier Boys podcast. You got me, Aaron Sands, Ken the Gentleman, the homie Roddy Rod, and long live the Chief Mally Mal, all in the building talking about the hottest entertainment topics, the hottest news topics, and giving our own take on what's going on out here in these streets, it can get raunchy. It could get crazy. You might even be talking about somebody's mama. Who knows? But every Wednesday at midnight, check us out on Apple, Good Pods. Don't forget to drop that 5-star rating and all wherever else you hear your podcast. Now back to the show, man.
It's just a fly love song. What? Are we living in a dream world? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Put down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just wanna nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I wanna build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. Me to discover me. I just want you to be trusting me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
Thinking you run my mind.
I know
you're right. You're right. You're right. You run it so fast. You just might take time. Open up tonight. 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 I know what you're thinking. You run my mind. You're
what's up, world? This is the Chief Mally Mal. Long live the Chief.
And you're tuned in to King Talk with Mr. Aaron Sands. Don't go nowhere, baby.
This portion of the podcast was previously recorded. Yes, and we are back. We are back. We are back. And right now, right in front of me, I got more than likely the most beautiful woman in the world right now. She could be anywhere in the world. You know, she'd be in Paris, England, Jamaica, you know, anywhere. She's sitting right in front of me, cold ass Poughkeepsie. It's my bae, my shorty, Bianca. Bianca, say what up to everybody, real quick.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Yes, yes, yes. And you are actually making history because you are my first female guest on this podcast, and probably the only. You know. So, you know, it's lit. You know, you're making history. You and Roddy's first two guests, you know, so that's going to be lit. And tonight, we are celebrating Valentine's Day. You already know. Just getting ready just to vibe out, you know, chill. We're going to talk some topics and everything like that. By the way, the drink of tonight is ginger ale and Henny for me. And for Bae, it's just ginger ale. She don't fuck with dark shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, the vibes. So yeah, also the L of the night is wedding cake mixed with purple platinum. Was it
purple platinum? And I got purple platinum and purple punch.
Man, purple. I just got wedding cake and purple platinum. She was alright though. Just kind of a vibe. Alright, so on this Nation's Day of Love, we're gonna get into a little bit of our relationship, the good, the bad, the indifferent, and the lovely. And then we're going to talk about some outside shit. So, Bae, tell the viewers, like, you know, how do we link up?
Well, we linked up through a friend. You know, she was basically, I was in a place where I was just over everybody. I didn't want to talk to no niggas, nothing. I just wanted to be just over everything. She was like, oh, I got this friend. He's nice or whatever. And, you know, he's good to talk to and all that stuff. I'm like, I don't want to talk to nobody. Like, just leave me alone. I don't want to talk to nobody. And she's like, nah, he's not nothing like that. It's just gonna, y'all gonna be friends. Y'all gonna talk. I was like, all right, Carl, all right, whatever. So I told her, though, he has contacted me first. She sent me pictures of you. And I don't know what pictures of me that she sent.
It was some eight pictures, like it, like, you know, it looked pretty. It was looking good, like, nah, like at the same time she was going through all of this, like, you know, sorrow and stuff like that, and
it was and, sorrow.
Yeah, it sounds like you, like, nah, like no more drama, MJB shit.
It was, and that's when that's when we started talking, and we started talking every. We didn't miss a day talking to each other.
First,
it's over a month,
mind you. At like when I first got in contact with my homegirl about this situation and everything like that, I was on my own shit. You know, I was single as fuck, trying to get some moves right. I was literally picking up bread that day. You know what I'm saying? My bro Ken was supposed to come out and shit, but he ended up getting bubble guts, so he was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, you got it, bro.
Can't do him
so
like
I
that.
Was, nah, he cool. That's a bro. Fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, yo, like, I was like, I'll go pick up the money or whatever. So, you know, I got the bag on me and everything like that. I'm about to go to some Taco Bell. Hunger hit me up talking about, like, yo, you single? I'm like, yeah, I'm single as shit right now.
She told you something totally different than me, but go ahead.
Yeah, like, she switched up the game real quick. Like, it was weird. She knew it was weird. But, nah, like, so she sent me pictures of you. And I'm like, okay. First, I thought it was, like, one of her other friends. And I was like, oh, word, that's crazy. Like,
we have the same name, me and the other friend. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, bro, like, this shit about to be crazy. So I got your picture and I was like, oh, I ain't her, but she's still cool, though. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy. I didn't know she had another friend named Bianca at the time. I'm like,
I'm just saying, okay.
So I was like, I bet that she told me, like, oh, I got to hit her up first. Or is a nah. And I'm like, and for me personally, at that time, I was like,
nah, like, ladies hit me up first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, I ain't stretching. But something told me, like, you know what, hit her up first, see what's good. You know, see what happens. So I do. And we talked every day for like a fucking month.
Yeah, a little bit over a month. Because I believe we tried to meet up about two times prior to the last time that we actually did meet up. Because I feel like there was some, one day you were too drunk because you went out the day before or some shit like that.
We had like mad birthdays that day. Like
the, one weekend I was definitely sick and I was out of town. So it didn't make sense. And then the third time we actually linked up.
She was like, this is the third time. If he don't link up after this, it's a
it
wrap.
It would have been a dub. It would have been a dub wrap. And it would have been straightly friend zone.
So I was like, shit, I'm going to have to make this one. So I got all a little dressed up. Bro came with me to help pick out the shirt and shit. I was tied between two shirts. So I just showed her a picture of two shirts. Random ass shirts. And she was like, oh, pick the one on the right. I still got the shirt. You know what I'm saying? She was cool as hell. Got nice, dressed up. A little lit, you know? I was getting ready to come down. I got lost in Port Authority trying to find her.
Yo, she had me waiting. I'm mad he really just tried to gloss over that. He had me waiting in, what was it, Penn Station?
It was Port Authority.
Port Authority. He had me waiting.
I didn't have
about to 2 hours.
No, it's not you dragging it. It was no damn 2 hours.
I'm sitting there like, first of all,
you can't just
I'm
be dragging it on a podcast. Like,
I'm always late. I will say that. I'm the first person to say that I'm always late. I'm always late for something. Okay, this time my black ass decided to be early and he had me waiting about 2 hours.
First of all, it wasn't no 2 hours.
Stop saying it wasn't no 2 hours. If it wasn't 2 hours, it felt like it. It felt like more. Okay,
that's crazy. So,
you had me there waiting.
So, you think I had you waiting out there for like 6 hours?
You had me waiting so long. And I didn't say no damn 6 hours.
Nah, so here's what happened on my end on that shit, right? It's Saturday. If y'all from the city, you already know the trains are trash on weekends. You know what I'm saying? So guess who was stuck on the F train by West 4th for like 35, 40 minutes? This guy. And I'm over here like, wait a minute. I got a whole situation. I'm trying to make it on time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she's like an on-time person or a late person. You know what I'm saying? So I can't gauge that. So I got to put my best foot forward to be on time. So, and I'm usually like a on-time to like, a little late guy, like a fashionably late guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the outfits right.
Wait.
She'll tell you like I had her waiting like 12 hours. Or something. Like I be, like, you know what I'm saying? So I got there right, and I got kind of lost trying to find her because mind you, I just have pictures. You know what I'm saying? We didn't do like a FaceTime or whatever. So
That's okay. That's another thing too. Like, I didn't know who was going to be walking up on me and all that. Like, I'm in a place I've never been there before. I go to Grand Central if I go to the city and if I'm taking, like, public transportation. That's where I'm going, Grand Central. So you have me in a whole other place, literally where stores are closed down. I'm in a dark corner because I didn't know where to
Wow, you was not in no dark corner.
Where I was at, I was in a dark corner.
I had no damn dark corner.
Waiting
for dragging it for the podcast. No.
I'm telling the truth.
I came down.
And that's what happened.
Nah.
So when he said he was inside, we decided to meet up at a place. So I'm downstairs and he comes down on the escalator with glasses, I believe it was. Yeah, glasses on, right?
Yeah. Did I know?
Yes.
No, I didn't have glasses on.
What did you have on?
I had on like my that little purple shit.
I know the clothes. I'm talking about on your facial area. There was something on. You didn't have it. It was a hat? No.
I didn't have.
You had something on your face, Rondell.
My nose?
No.
Nah. All right. I had to think about it.
I think you had the glasses. The glasses I
got. Shout out to High Life Shades, my boy Tahim on that one. He had me the gold circular joints. Now I was looking like a fucking smooth ass professor.
Yes, you had something on your face.
Here's the problem with that though. I got those glasses about a week or two before I moved away from Brooklyn.
That wasn't the glasses then, Mondo.
I probably had some sunglasses.
You
though.
Had something on your face. It was the summertime, so you definitely.
So you know what? It probably was sunglasses.
So don't do that. I know I'm not crazy. I remember what she was wearing when you came and saw me for the first time.
So I came down the escalator, right? I came down the escalator with these sunglasses on.
Like, he was the shit.
I was like, yo, I'm gonna come down. I'm gonna come down this fucking escalator mentally palming my nuts, right?
You and have just one hand in your pocket.
Like, I was gonna come down there, like if I was in that, coming down that bitch naked, right? Dick out and shit, and just like, what? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna, and nobody would have a problem with it. And when I came down the escalator to this lightly, this brightly lit area where she was at, not this dark corner, I got her on like 40th and like 10th. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Nah, like, it was like a nice delivery. She was looking like a baddie though, coming down when I pulled up on her. And you looking like a baddie. Like, you still look like, I just told you, like, the most beautiful girl in the world right now. You could have been anywhere in the world.
Okay, go ahead, go finish.
So I sat there, right? I'm like, yo, she a little baddie, and she like short, you know what I'm saying? For like my standards. Cause I'm like
5'6", guys. 5'6".
I'm like 6 feet. I'm looking down, I'm like, oh. You know, so I was happy, you know, because I was like, all right, she's short, you know.
You're like 3 inches higher than me.
I had a whole face higher than you. Oh. Rest my chin on your forehead. Yeah. So, we had the date. I took her out to Harlem Tavern. Shout out to the folks out in Harlem Tavern. Yes. You already know the vibes. Shout out to my Harlem followers out here on Aaron Sands Premier. You already know. So it was a dope little vibe, you know what I'm saying? And I already had her on the Blue Long Islands. Shout out to my bro Rob. He put the whole team on the Blue Long Islands. We had a couple of those, and he was a little nice out there. But during the date, there were some questions I was asked. I was like, to me, that I've never been asked before, you know, which kind of treat me more into her and everything like that. One of the things she asked me was, what was my 5-year plan? And I'm like, shit. I mean, I kind of think I know what I'm doing in 5 years, but I just never really, like, besides like my parents and shit, like, I never really had anybody ask me what was the plans for the future, like what I wanted to do. You know, people were trying to figure out like my pockets and what I was doing or whatever like that, you know. But when it came down to it, it's like, you got somebody that's caring for your future. I feel like that's like, you know, pretty major.
I need to know what you were doing for your future. I need to know if you had intentions of, you know, being someone that's going to settle down and things like that. Because at the end of the day, that's something that I feel like dating is for. Dating is for you to find someone that you can say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to get tired of this person. Or if you do, there's ways to get around. You know what I'm saying? Like, being in a relationship, a full-on, like, monogamous relationship. So that's what I feel like. So that's why I had to ask. That's why I asked those type of questions. I need to know where your future is heading. You were saying that, hey, I want to move to LA. I'm going to be doing this. I knew that you were about your, you know, your dream and following it somewhere else where you're not gonna, you know, be settling down.
And I ain't gonna hold you, not to cut you off. I dead ass thought about moving to LA though. Like, I ain't really I never told anybody that, because I was
you
like,
you told me that.
But that was it. Like, because my thing was like, all right, LA is like wild creative. They got legal weed. They had legal weed since 12. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Taxes are pretty high, shit though. I will say that. But you know, you don't got to worry about winter. We out here in the thickest snow out here in cold ass Poughkeepsie. You know, LA is like about the high right now. It's like 60, 70 degrees out there. Oh. Shit, smooth as fuck. Could you imagine? So she ended up getting a garden salad. And I ended up getting like...
No, it's pasta.
Yeah, I think it was a garden... it was like a pasta salad.
Because it wasn't a pasta salad. It was like... it was pasta. It didn't have Alfredo. But it was... they added like... peppers and all types of stuff.
It was good though.
It was good.
Shout out to Holly. I gotta get back down there real quick. Real talk. Might do an IG live out there, see what's here for.
Okay.
Um, I had like some mac and cheese with the bacon and the chicken in there. She was dope.
It was
kind of live. A couple of Blue Long Islands and everything. And it was, you know, it was a solid night, you know. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I get a little crude on the spot. You know what I'm saying? On the content. It's all right. After that, we went to Dave & Buster's, turned up, played some games. I wanted to see if I could have fun with her. You know what I'm saying?
And it was fun. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, like a big. I'm a big proponent of, like, can I have fun with you? Can I turn up with you? And if I could turn up with you and have fun with you, and then understand you on a mental and intellectual level, then you pretty much got me. And if you could cook, that's a good plus two. Like, I'm a fan. A fan of a plate or three or four. 7-Eleven. Alright, so after that, you know, we was getting ready to head back. She was heading back to the to Jersey and everything. I had to promote at Taj. Shout out to Taj. You already know we about to come back soon. You know the vibes. And she was feeling like sickly and everything.
Oh, not to mention I was getting over the flu.
So me, right?
I was like, I did not want to go. Because I'm like, I'm mad sick right now. And he was like, you know, just come. And I'm like,
yeah, because I'm like, I bet. This is the third time, bro. Like,
yeah.
If we gonna do this or not. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to figure it out.
It did get to that point, yeah.
So the fact that you came out on the flu, I'm so grateful for. Because not a lot of ladies would do that. They'll just be like, nah. And I'll just be like, all right, then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact that she was like, you know what? Let me come out. See what he about. Dude, that's the first time you did that shit. Second time was Vegas. We, you know, that shit was fire. But yeah, after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, me, I was still trying to, you know, make out for a little bit, flu or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some Advil, you know, I got some NyQuil, I'll be all right. I'm tough, right?
I definitely gave you a kiss, but I was definitely not trying to make out being that I was sick.
Yeah,
like, I was like, no, and it's like the flu.
And you know, the crazy part about it is, I did get sick.
Oh, see,
I did. I was a little down for like 3 days behind that shit.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, well, she could definitely give a cold.
It's worth it.
Right. I also talked to her though. You know, the vibe was good all around. I could get past this. You know,
stupid. You caused it. You did it to yourself.
It was worth it. Shit, okay. Like. All right. I tell you like this, if the date was trash, right, I wouldn't even do it. I'd be like, oh my god, let's just get you home. I was trying to sound so concerned and shit.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to sound so concerned. Let's get you out of here.
All right. Well.
So, but all in all, it was a dope date and shit. I got flowers or whatever. I was, you know, it was kind of, I was.
First time I've ever gotten flowers.
And that's another thing. That's a side question real quick. Why the fuck y'all stop giving shorties flowers? Y'all just making it easier for dudes that want to give shorty flowers to do it and then try to fuck your bitch. Like, come on. Like, for real?
I feel like, I mean, I can't speak for men.
That just irritates me.
I will say that some females are not into it. So, I mean, either you know you're female or you don't. I mean, personally, I think that was a great touch, especially for the first date. I think that was awesome. But not all men are gonna do that, and not all men think it's necessary to do that, especially if they're paying for the date, or if they're paying for this or paying for that. They don't feel like they need to be buying flowers and shit. So.
Listen, that's part of the game. You gotta play to play. You know what I'm saying? Only the highest bidder gets the score. You feel me? Like, it's like an auction. You know, you gotta do that. Not like that. Not like you know, a body. Or come on now. Like, off top, it was just like, you know, like, that sounds like a good parody. Let's use it. And it kind of did. Nah, what it was is like, it's like an auction. Like, all right, you gonna take this chick, right, to fucking BBQs. All right, it's BBQs. Like, outside of the city, people respect it. Inside, it's like, all right, BBQs, we get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's an effort that counts, right? But then the next dude is gonna fuck around, take her to Ruth Chris, you know? We gotta go to Ruth Chris too. Okay. That's pretty dope. She's taking her to Ruth Chris. You know what I'm saying? And get her flowers and got a part two to the date. Come on, bro. You can't be cheap on that. You know, we can be cheap on a lot of things, but don't be cheap on that. You feel me? You could be cheap. If you can't be cheap on J's and shit, then don't be cheap on your shorties. That's really it. All right, so from that point, we started, you know, getting to know each other more, and we started getting into the dating phase. And at this point, you know, we really talking about, you know, me coming up to you to move from my town, from Brooklyn, to Poughkeepsie, you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you like this, like, but before you, I only went to Poughkeepsie one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was cold as shit, and you could literally see all the stars. But it was cold as shit, so you couldn't really enjoy it, you know? So I'm like, fuck, you know, she was crazy. Never did it again. And then you came along. And the fact of the matter was, you got me out of a situation that I was dealing with for a while. And you kind of like, you know, opened my eyes to some new shit, you know? So this is the first part of the thank you. I mean, by the way, this whole episode is dedicated to you, so... You know, there's some songs here that you'll definitely like, you know what I'm saying? And you'll really be good, you know? So this is like my last gift for Valentine's Day. You know?
Oh, I appreciate
this. This is it. I wanted to get past all of that stuff to get, we're going to get into the crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to get into the crazy shit, and a lot of it is on me. So I'm going to take a lot of heat right now.
Oh my gosh, what are we about to talk about?
We're going to talk about, right? I'm man enough to take the good shit, right? And I'm man enough to take the bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk about the bad.
I'm talking about for me, you know what I'm saying? And my wrongs, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I always tell people, right, we gotta take ownership of our shit, right?
Yeah, take accountability.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes for both men and women too. Mm-hmm. Women do, I always say, like, women do a lot of shit that they don't take accountability for, and they need to nowadays. They want that equality shit. But also, I say the same. Nah, it's a fact.
I know.
It's a fact. Y'all want equality. Y'all gotta take accountability. Y'all shit too. You know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. But as for dudes, we definitely gotta take accountability, especially we trying to lead the next generation to some positive shit. You know. So for me, I'll tell you right now, like, it was some bad stuff there. I was out here, you know, and my habits of like flirting and entertaining wasn't like really the best vibe for us. You know what I'm saying? And when it came down to that, a lot of it came down, you know, me feeling like, all right, yeah, I'm in a space where, you know, I'm happy and everything like that. But for me as a dude, I want, you know what I'm saying? For me, I was like, all right, maybe I still got it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I'm, people want to feel like they still the man. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was whack.
And I'm not saying it. I'm not claiming it, but. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, like, at that time, I wanted to see if I was still, you know, the guy. Like, bros know me, you know, they know I'm that guy out here, you know what I'm saying? But
if a girl's not cheating on you, I feel like you should know that automatically you the nigga. Like, I don't know. I get it. I don't know.
I mean, at the time, when I was first, like, when the shit was going on and everything like that, at first, I was like, all right, you know, that was, like, the shit that I was dealing with, and I was like, all right, I gotta be better, you know? And it came down to a point where it got crazy, where it wasn't always peaches and cream with us. Like, shit takes a lot of work, and we was on the outs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit was almost on the outs. I mean, you know, you want to talk about that shit?
I don't. But unless you want to bring it up still, but I mean, damn. Honestly. All right, we were bad for about a good month. Like, it was going south. It was kind of getting there. But it got bad, like, in January, 2020.
Yeah, the top of the year.
Then February came around, and we were trying to get back close, whatever. Then my grandfather passes. Then we get our stuff together, and you come to Jamaica with me. Which I really do appreciate, because that definitely was something you didn't have to do, and we did it, and I appreciate it. So we went to Jamaica, and from there we started to come back. And then COVID hit. Then we're like, not to say we were stuck with each other, but we were stuck with each other. Then we had to deal with the issues that we had, because there was no really escaping like I usually do. I like to leave and go about my business, but you know, wasn't able to do that now. So I had to deal with it and you had to deal with it. And we honestly, I feel like we came back out like 1,000% better, especially before how we got in there. Like it was definitely better how we got out.
So my dad, right, is an amazing man. And I feel like he kind of foreseen that shit. Because he went through his shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you have that experience, good, bad, and indifferent, you have that experience and you're like, all right, let me bestow this on my next generation so he can know how to move forward. He tells me, Rondell, you gotta be able to sit there and stare this person in the face and realize, you know, and figure out how to work through certain shit, especially if you plan on making the move you're about to make. You got to be able to have the patience to sit there and, like, you know, be able to work something out, even if it's not, you know, even if you take an L on certain things, but you fighting a greater battle in that, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than you. Sometimes when you move out here in these streets, you know, if you out here doing the shit by yourself, you know, you just on your own, moving on your own shit, you know what I'm saying? Lonely. Not lonely, but you just, you know, on your solo shit. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to just do it for yourself, but you out here, you know what I'm saying? You thinking about your family, you thinking about your loved ones, you thinking about the people you want to build a future with. It's a lot more, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to that. So for me, right, I'm like, I bet. I was at a crossroads. I'm like, all right, either we're gonna save this relationship or are we gonna bail? And there was a one-time situation where in my past relationships, I could have sat there and tried to like work it out and be good. I don't know how long that would have lasted, right? But I also knew I could bail, you know what I'm saying? And just do me. And I did that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really build on that, you know what I'm saying? So at when you come across a road, a fork in the road again with the same path, you know, it's like you're being tested. Are you going to make the same mistake again or are you going to try something different? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At that point, I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, I got to try something different. You know, I did the bail-in part, bail-in work, but not really. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to stick this one out, figure this shit out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy because I didn't want to leave and go down to the city and shit. Cause it was my first place and I'm like, bro, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not
fucking leaving, bro.
That's exactly what you said,
you know?
Like, I'm not
fucking leaving. Wolf of Wall Street, bro. The show goes on. So we were like, fuck it. But one of us got to sleep in the living room.
Our parents told us that might be a better idea.
Shout out to both our moms, cause that's like, you know. It was a teamwork situation when I can't wait till they meet, you know, that's going to be amazing. I'm sad they didn't meet already, but it's two different regions.
Yeah.
So,
Jamaica and Jamaica.
Right. Could you imagine? Nah. So after that, it took a lot of work and it took a lot of like motion in, and we went on Jamaica, and I always say I love vacations because, you know, we're able to sit there and not only like we can have fun and shit, but we also try to really reflect on our shit, you know what I'm saying? See what we could do better. It's like really like a love conference, but just for two people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy. So we'll think about it and then we'll come back better after the vacation, and then COVID hit and it's not like I could go to the club and turn up and shit. Like, no, fuck that, I'm just being the city wilding. You know what I'm saying? I had to stay home because everything was closed. I was safe, you know, but I knew I had, I had to like get, you know, involved in certain shit, you know what I'm saying? And be actually involved in a relationship a lot more than I needed to be. A lot, not more than I needed to be, but a lot more than I was. It's a better word. I didn't want to die here in these streets. And then my sister passed.
Yes.
And I was in a dark space.
You were.
And you try not to show shit because, you know, you still gotta be the man. You know what I'm saying? You're not the man that you was trying to talk to shorties, but you the man that you have to be for the people that care about you. You know what I'm saying? And me being in that dark, dark space made me turn. I feel like, and I don't want to, this is not like a cop out shit. I know it's going to come off as such, but it's really not, you know? Because I really try not to be that dude, you know what I'm saying? Especially at this juncture of our relationship. Mm-hmm. I was in a dark space, so I started, you know, I did shit that, you know, that I knew it wasn't the best, you know?
Decision.
Yeah, it was the best decision and everything, but, you know, I'm not thinking about that shit. I'm not caring about nothing, you know what I'm saying? Around that time between, like, I would honestly say between June and maybe close to my birthday or like close to Memorial Day, I didn't even care about my life, bro. You know, I had to be okay for the people that I was around, but I didn't care. But the one person that did care was there. She was on the left of me, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, make sure I was good. And I was out here doing dumb shit, and I probably every time, like, if whenever we do, we rarely talk about this, and I'm not even having her speak on it, because it's not a her thing, you know. It's something that we gotta reflect, and, you know, it makes us, you know what I'm saying? I had to be like, yo, listen, I'm sorry, you know, and I still apologize every day. Bae, I am sorry, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mean that shit. I fucked up, all right? I want to do better, and I will do better, and I've been doing better ever since. I've been trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I gotta do. So we get to that point, right? And we kind of get here-ish, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we still trying to work things out and everything like that. You know, we moving, you know, day by day, step by step, you know what I'm saying? Foot by foot, whatever that song was. Step by step. She was dope as shit. You know, and you can walk to that shit too. That's the cool part about it. Like, as a family. Up that fucking hill and shit. Just run up the hill. That was one of the intros.
They were on a roller coaster.
One of them was on a roller coaster. And one of them, they were just walking through like a park and shit. That was early. Yeah. Which was cool as hell. So that was us. But we're gonna get into some other shit real quick while we still got some time. And I got this one dying question I've been wanting to ask you on this podcast too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's been really gnawing at me. I was like, yo, there's like probably 7-8 questions I'm gonna ask you, but this one is gonna be at the tippy top.
Okay.
And I'm like, bro. Why do women always have to feel the need to be right?
Okay. It's not the fact that we have to feel like we have to be right. But sometimes you guys don't make sense. Sometimes it's like, all right, oh man. I don't even know how to like explain this shit. Because I don't know. I don't feel like women try to always be right. But there's things that we are right about. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's things that we are right about, and you guys don't give us credit for it. So that's, like, women tell you about certain friends. Women tell you about certain things or how shit is about to move, and niggas just ignore her. These things I told you that had came to fruition. Believe, yes.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Yes.
There was a few things, and that's why I try to listen to you. But it's like, I'm not saying you... I'm saying, like, as a collective.
I don't think as a collective. I do not think that we have to be right about everything, or that we try to be right about everything.
Because it's like a lot, and I'm like, bro, like, how can you, like, if we have a point about certain shit, right? And we know it's factually right because it's factual, right? Not because of what we feel about it, because it's factual, right? We're like, I bet, you know. That's a fact. Don't. It's right. And y'all be like, nah.
Because
we don't feel that way.
But that's not how every argument goes.
So not every argument, no, but like... Saying,
but like, when niggas know information and shit like that, that's not, they're not giving it out like, okay, yeah, this is what it is, or whatever the case is. It's more of a bragging stance. And you know that, because that's how niggas do that. They do that. They know a little bit of information, and they feel like they got, oh yeah, so I know this, and this is what it is. Like... Either you take it or you don't, you stupid ass. Like, that's...
Why, yeah, that sounds like a lot, though. Like,
but no, you don't need to do all that. You don't need to do all that. Women are talking to you most times, good women, when they're talking to you, they're not talking to you down as a child. They're giving you information that they know. Men don't do that.
Because we like... All right, here's the thing, right? We try to get right to the point. Like, with my podcast, right? I try to get right to it. You know what I'm saying? People got only a limited. That's what happens when you smoke your fucking
permission.
You know, when you get like a limited amount of time in a day to do shit, you know, you're not just like, you know, in the crib listening to podcasts all day. You know, you working, so you've got a limited amount of time to actually take time to listen. So for me, I'm like, yo, we getting right to it. I don't want to waste y'all time. Y'all ain't got to waste mine. We going to do this shit. And then I see y'all in 2 weeks. That's where we at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what does that have to do with? I don't get it.
We get right to the point. Y'all want to go in our feelings and go mad far. That's not the point.
Really. Not really. Rondell, there's many of times. I can only talk about my experience. Mm-hmm. There has been many of times where I need you to get to the point and you want to go around and tell me stories about stories about stories.
Because they're all interconnected.
Instead of just getting to the point and then you get mad at me for being disinterested. Bro, you got to get to the point. Especially if we're in an argument.
So why y'all not mad at the Bible like that? That should be mad. That'd be mad stories. But they don't get, it's mad stories. We don't get to the point.
First of all, it's guidance. And first of all, you need to know the backstory. When me and you are arguing about something, it don't need to lead back to a story about why when you were 6 years old, you tripped over your feet.
Because that has progress to where why the shoes are on the floor now.
No.
It fits.
It don't fit. It don't make sense.
Shit sound like it fit.
You want to give me a story to what change my mind? No, your shit is still in the way. Like this. That,
who do you think cheat more, men or women? Real quick. No thought, just go. Anybody, who do you think cheat more, men or women?
Men.
Men?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because you guys make it a part of your nature to do so. Man, I've heard from a child, it's in nature for a man to do this and that and third. First of all, that's all bullshit because most animals mate for life. Okay? So that shit is bullshit when niggas say that. What nature? What? Okay, say what you gotta say.
All right, so there's a couple things, right?
You asked me a question, I gave you my answer.
You did, and it was a great answer. It was a great answer. Okay, so there are animals that mate for life. The praying mantis mates for life. When they have sex, right, after they're done, the female praying mantis bites the head off the male mantis.
What does that have to do with anything?
We're going to get to that. As far as men cheating on women, right? And then, no, we're going to get to the nature part. The nature part, that's basically men. We're hunter-gatherers by nature. So that's a solid
point. You hunt and gather women?
Wow, that's crazy. It's not like that.
Okay, but don't use that.
But it's like we cast a large net when it comes down to finding ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like we cast a large net trying to find ladies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a certain criteria of what dude is like the dude for you. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of dudes, right? We just like, yo, you got a cute face, you thick. You know what I'm saying? You got some mental. For the smart one, myself, you got to have some mental. You cooking? All right, it's lit. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's a wider net than that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's for the people that's cheating. You know what I'm saying? I read about a study. I was at work before I started doing prep for the podcast for this episode. Found out that men cheat, right? Mm-hmm. At a rate of 28%. Right? Uh-huh. Guess the women rate for that.
How much?
44.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
I feel like
it's actually bullshit. Science. It's actually statistically correct.
Okay.
You gotta think about it. There's more women than men.
They are. Okay.
You think about it, you in New York State,
then
right?
That's not even fair. That's not even fair data.
It's actually that's valid. It's fair data.
It's not.
It's fair data.
What do you think about it? All right. Because in the subjects, that's no.
All right, but look at it like this, right? If there's three of y'all to one of us, right? But y'all, we should be the ones that's cheating because there's more of you. There's a multitude of women. You know what I'm saying?
You don't gotta be out there trying to please every fucking body. That don't make no sense.
I'm not saying we should. I'm against cheating, okay? I am cuffed up. I am cuffed up sans in this episode, okay?
fucked
it's
up.
It's cuffed up Sands.
I'm smart not to want to get fucked up.
No face, no face. Cans come back on the next episode of King Talk Podcast. Mm-hmm. This episode is cuffed up Sands. All right. So, yeah, but yeah, that's actually factual. It's moral, y'all. So the likelihood of cheating is raised because they're, like, even in New York State, y'all outnumber us 3-1, you know? So if you're trying to find somebody special in New York State, right, and it ain't the one, dudes, there's two more. You know what I'm saying? You got three chances at this, like Mario. You just got to, you know, you got to keep pressing on. So, you know, that's just what it was. You know, I don't make the rules. You know, I just live here.
This is some total bullshit.
Speaking of cheating, right? I feel like I've been thinking about a lot about the whole cheating situation and everything like that. And nowadays, I see a lot of people glorifying that more than relationships, like healthy ass relationships. Like it's easier to fuck around than to build something. What do you think about that?
Yes, only because I feel like everything comes into an instant, like everything is instinct for us. In this generation, like I feel like everything is instant. So when the instant gratification is done, they want to move on. So there's not like a lot of stableness, and a lot of people don't like to let go because there's sentimental value there. So I don't want to let you go, but I still want to go do something else because I'm kind of bored of this, or I'm not really into this, but I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I don't know. That's,
but I love you though. Like,
but it don't be love, it's infatuation. That and lust. So that's all that is at, in the beginning. And then when that wears out and burns out, it's like, what am I here for? What are you here for?
That's crazy. It sounds deep as fuck. It sounds like you could have played that shit to like a Rick and Morty episode in the background.
No, shut up.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like social media in that is definite, you know what I'm saying? It in a role of like the whole art of like people like cheating and shit like that. I always felt like this. There's four rules to the shit, right?
Why you gotta get up? Okay, go ahead.
There's four rules.
All
right. Mm. Right? You can't put financial strain on the first relationship. Right? No outside kids. Right? No divorce. Y'all can't get divorced. And no embarrassments. So you gotta make sure that nobody's getting embarrassed. Y'all don't get divorced. And there's no outside kids.
So
and there's no financial strain.
Just so you know.
Those are the rules.
When you are talking to another female, or you are engaging in flirtatious behavior, that is embarrassing your woman.
And I understand that.
I'm just saying. I fully understand that. I hear you. I'm standing out loud. I'm saying this to the people.
You know what I'm saying?
That is embarrassing your woman, because especially if another woman knows that you're in a relationship and you're doing whatever with her, you're disrespect. First of all, you're disrespecting relationship one. Two, you're disrespecting her. Then you're embarrassing her on top of it.
And then
this bitch can laugh like, yo, I got her nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then the worst part about it is, double guys, I do agree to this. You know what I'm saying? The worst part about it is you embarrass yourself. Okay? You embarrass yourself because you lost a dope body for a body you just wanted to kill. You embarrass yourself.
Okay. Really.
And I had to learn that. I had to like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to lose... You know, I didn't want to.
I mean,
lose
that's me saying you didn't physically cheat on me.
I will say that I ain't never knocked nothing down while we were dating. I will say that.
Okay.
I put that on my sister's spirit.
All right, you don't need to.
Listen, I defend my title every night. Drew McIntyre in this bitch. But I feel like social media definitely plays a role in that, because one,
instant gratification.
Yeah, you don't got to leave your house, and it's quarantine. You ain't got to leave your house, and you're still, you know, that's crazy. So it's like, it's oh man, I ain't got no words for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Got one more question before we raise up real quick. How long have we been doing this? How long have we been riding out here?
June 19th. 20th. Okay, that's another thing. 20th. That is another thing about this dang anniversary.
It was
of
the day
ours.
Before the summer.
It was the 19th. I remember the day that you asked me, because I put it on my calendar.
I got further reason, right, to believe that it's the 20th, and here's why. I said the 20th, right?
Yes.
What day was 6 days before that? It's the 14th. Since the birthday's on the 14th, that year I went up to the Bronx and we smoked ourselves into yesterday, June 13th, 2017, whatever. So yeah, we did that. And then, you know, I came up, you know, I came up to Poughkeepsie. We went out, we went to Chili's, you know what I'm saying? We came back, you know, came back to the crib, you know what I'm saying? And we put it down and I, you know, basically, you know, that's what it was, you know? And then I asked you out and you were like, yeah.
I don't care what you're saying.
That happened on the 20th. That's it.
The 19th. I remember, and I'm not going to forget, it was the 19th.
I ain't going to forget it either.
So basically, we just don't know what it is.
It's in the middle. Like, just consider it like, all right, if it's June 19th, right? But it's like 8 o'clock. That's when it's right in the middle.
No.
Because it's right before the 20th, but like the 19th is done.
No.
So like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't agree.
That's crazy. I'm not agreeing to this 19th shit, though. Like,
it's the 19th, though.
No, it's not.
But it is.
All right. So, yeah. What? Knowing, like, so basically, I was like in 2017, 2020, we damn near like 3.5 in, right?
More than half. Because
June's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, like, three, like, in 2/3 or some shit. I ain't got our fractions.
Well, I am.
But like for people that's looking for like a long, you know, trying to look for a long term situation that will end up leading towards like engagement, marriage, and shit like that. Like, what advice would you give them?
Be patient. I mean, communicate. Communication is the biggest thing, honestly. Like, people say it and it do be sounding like mad corny and cliches, but it's the truth. Like, I feel like because we had so much communication, it helped. You were doing certain things that I did not like, you fixed it. Same, you know, vice versa. So it's like,
you did, though. And I appreciate you for that. I appreciate the fuck out you, you know what I'm saying? Because there were certain things I was out here, you know, doing, the way that I was moving on certain shit. It was like, you know, it was unbecoming of myself, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew I could be a better person than what was presented to me. And for me, I'm like, you know what? Let me do better so I could get, you know, a better result. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I kept running into that brick wall and I kept trying to get in and out of relationships and shit like it was healthy and it's not healthy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you helped me out through all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So for that, you know, I thank you and I love you.
I love you.
And I appreciate you for all you do. And that's the Valentine's Day episode. That's it, really. Fuck. Yeah, base. Would you like I usually tell people to share their at and everything like that. Would you like to share your at? You're gonna be the only guest that I ask that. If you say nah, I understand. I get to my app.
I don't even know. I don't even know my Instagram is.
You know what your Instagram. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. In the meantime, you already know the God. You already know how it is. It's Aaron Sands. You can follow me at AaronSandsPremiere. You already know the vibes. February 25th, it's Premier Boys Podcast Season 2. I know we said February 11th on the last one, but just like wrestling, the card is subject to change, my nigga. What do you want us to do? All right? We're trying to get the shit out. It's February 25th. Check us out then. All major platforms. New episode of King Talk with Aaron Sands. First of the month. Make sure you pay your rent. After you pay your rent, check out the new episode of the King Talk Premier Boys Podcast. Not the Premier Boys Podcast. That's coming soon. King Talk with Aaron Sands. You already know the vibes. Babe, do you want to share? You don't have to if you do not want to.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's Fluffy the Empress on Instagram. That's who it is. spelled the same way, FLUFFYDAEMPRESS. So there you go.
Any of niggas try to pull up on my shorty's DM, I'm knocking your hairline off your goofy. Fuck out of here. You already know the vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's because I'm in the burbs. I mean, I still move like the burbs.
All right. Relax.
all right. So you already know. Wise words of the day. Love the ones you're with. Always love yours. Because life is precious. And the shit ain't promised. All right. We closing out. Enjoy the last song. Bae, the last song is... I told you this episode dedicated to you. So the last song is Dude Up. So that's where we at. It's the last song. Fun fact, I be in Taj, right? And every time the shit came on, I used to try to record it. And it should be coming out mad clear too. I don't know how I was doing it, but Chaos was on one. Whoever Chaos and Executive mainly when that shit came on, it was like she was a vibe. So all right, yo, we out of here. Catch me on the first of the month, bitch. Later. The following songs being played on this podcast, we do not own the rights to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Feelings. So deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high. Boot up, grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer. Ooh.